Now, this recorder that I'm speaking to you on now, I made myself. It's absolutely true, I did. I made it myself. Nights and nights of hard, diligent work. I got the machine from a supermarket in kit form, and it cost me 39 and sixpence. And apart from one or two small faults,
which the average person wouldn't really notice,
it really is an excellent machine. Frequency response is mild. And anything you record on it, it comes out absolutely lifelike. So why pay 120 guineas for a machine which you can get for 36 pence? Why indeed? Anyway, I'm not going to keep this great secret to myself. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tell you what you need to make this marvelous recorder and how to go about it. You need 200 screws, a whacking great fuse, miscellaneous wheels, and a couple of reels. A furlong of wire, a bit of old tire, 400 bolts, and 240 volts. Transistors, condensers, transformers, and knobs. A smooth-running motor, centrifugal rotor, capstan, and roller. A bracket to mount a revolutionary counter. And just for a jape, you'll need some good tape. Right, now you've got all the bits, all the pieces, everything you need. All you've got to do now is put it together. You screw down the motor and girdle the rotor, combine the condensers with vertical sensors. Transistors are gutted and bolted and nutted, all covered in wire and bits of old tire. A couple of wheels, transformers and reels, and now's the best butter to bring out the flutter. Solder in blobs and smack on the knobs, compilate base on the lateral face. Frugalate wire on the far stop at bioset playback response to pedicle sconce. Add sugar to taste and a bit of fish paste, a few drops of oil and bring to the boil. Put in the fuse and turn on the juice.
Hello. Good morning. Greetings, everyone. We're wide, we're awake, and we're caffeinated for a very chill show today. Consider this your day spa for the mind. This week, on The Eternal Now, we will be chilling out. You are tuned into WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman, your spiritual guide for the next 59 minutes. With that, we just heard from Peter L. Baston from a 1976 compilation, How to Make a Tape Recorder. How indeed. Wonderful track there. For something a little different, yet also wonderful, we're going to jump into the future of 1982. Marco Melchiori from the album Dossier Special. We have the track Dossier.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See, I see the entities before me now. You know, like I see the numerological relationship because they're all entities in front of me.
Thank you. l'avenir de notre pays. J'ai dit donc ce que je pensais bon et juste pour que demain, les Françaises et les Français soient heureux et fiers d'appartenir à la France. Il vous appartiendra maintenant, dans votre conscience, dimanche, de décider et de le faire pour 7 ans.
Voter écologiste, c'est donner leur chance à des Français courageux, en majorité jeunes, indépendants des partis politiques, qui croient à l'honnêteté et à la générosité. Voter écologiste, c'est choisir un projet novateur. C'est aussi imposer aux partis politiques des mesures immédiates, précises, comme le référendum d'initiative populaire, l'arrêt du programme nucléaire et d'autres mesures comme la fin du monopole en matière de radio-télévision. Voter écologiste, c'est aussi refuser les combines du jeu politicien qu'est devenue la politique dans notre pays. Un jeu de quilles. Un jeu de 4 quilles. Eh bien, avec le vote écologiste, je vous propose de bousculer le jeu politicien. Je vous propose de voter pour la vie.
Je vous ai dit franchement ce que je pensais. Comment faire? Comment en sortir? Et vous savez que vous pouvez compter sur moi. Mais maintenant, c'est de vous que tout dépend. Dites ce que vous avez sur le cœur. Dites que vous voulez le changement. Le vrai changement. Dites que vous voulez le rassemblement de toutes les forces populaires. Dites que vous voulez un gouvernement d'union socialiste, communiste. Dites-le très fort. Très fort, dimanche.
Françaises et Français, mes amis, ceux qui vous trompent ne peuvent pas conduire la destinée de notre pays. Le bon sens conduit à une conclusion simple. C'est celui qui a construit les fondations, qui est le plus qualifié pour achever la maison. Vous avez entendu dans cette campagne ces accusateurs qui vous trompent pour gagner vos voix. Ils vous disent que la France est faible. Ils vous trompent. La France est forte. Elle est devenue la 3e puissance militaire du monde, ce qui garantit votre sécurité. La France est au-dessus de nous, de nos ambitions et de nos querelles. Elle nous regarde comme une mère qui attend un signe d'affection. Faisons ensemble, dimanche, dès le premier tour, le même geste, le même choix, le même vote pour la France. Vive la République et bonne chance pour la France.
Car les marques d'une société libre, c'est le rire, la fête, l'humour et la tendresse. La fête, l'humour et la tendresse. L'humour et la tendresse.
Okay, we are drifting back. Cool down. Feel like I just got out of a yoga class or a sauna bath. We heard there Luke Mariani from his 1983 album Voyage vers la Harmonie. An excerpt from side 2. Interesting, weird record. The whole thing from start to finish is a strange ride. You be the judge. Check it out for yourself. In front of that, Los Aiva, a track Del Air Al Air from the 1981 album Altura Stima Ku Piku. Those some lovely flutes and delays. Synthesizer swells. Mind massage. Muzak. Material there. In front of that Peter Baumann from the 1976 album Bicentennial Presentation. Sweet synths. In front of that, more sweet synths, although of the bleaker Persuasion from John Carpenter. From his movie Prince of Darkness. Weird translation from the year 1987. Before that, another weird record, Michelle Vicevis. Crackle. It's the name of his album on Klaxon Records in the year 1978. One for the Road. The name of that one. In front of that, Demona Mansur from El Salvador. In 2003, we heard Demonomantia Spectral. That comes from the album Poisoner of the New Black Age. Great noisy metal stuff there. And for that, speaking of noise, the Garo Garo Gigige. A 7-inch early Dream Exit. Brought to us from View Beyond Records. What can be said about the Garo Gay Gay Gay? Garo Gay 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 Gay. Garo Gay 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 Gay. Controversial, elusive, original, creative. Juntaro. In front of that, Madeline Murky. From her album Puzzle Music, we heard Hair Spring. From the Mana label in the UK. Before that, Dan Robertson, Gateless Gate. From his wonderful album Dawn, brought to us by Limelight in the year 1969. Before that, Vagina Dentata, Orgon. Kill Ba. The name of that track from the great compilation Orange Schrauben. A lot of heavy hitting names on that one. Haters, New Block Haters, Hater, White House, I think HNAS. A lot of folks. And Vagina Dentata Organ. One of my favorite experimental noise performances. With this music being part of that performance. I'll post a link on the comments. Or in the playlist, I should say. You'll see what I mean. Check it out. Before that, Addie Kurth from Germany. Experimental Music is the name of this one, from 1966 on the Eterna label. In front of that, Elsa Justel from the album Jaegel. We heard an excerpt of the track Jaegel coming at you from the year 2019. In front of that, Otto Luning, Invention in 12 Tones, what's the name of that piece? Coming from a CRI compilation CD, CRI being the label. Pioneers of Electronic Music is the name of this said compilation. We started it off way back when with Marco Melchiori. Dossier Special, name of that album, from 1982. With that, I bid you adieu. 4th of July, it's tomorrow, or today, depending on when this gets posted. But either way, play it safe. Don't be blowing things up like your hands and face that don't need to be blown up. And my cat hates this stuff, so I'm kind of with her at this point. I guess if you're young, blowing stuff up is fun, but I don't know. My little soapbox. With that being said, thanks for joining me this week. It's been a real blast. Signing off for WFMU.org, my name is Andy Ortman. Till next week.